Okay. One of the things that's important at this time is that the pharmaceutical industry was in its early stages, and the pharmaceutical industry, the chemical industry, was being birthed, and it was being used for a lot of different things. Okay, it was starting to be used for a lot of products. It was starting to be developed as the primary driving element of the medical industry. It wasn't that way, you know, just 30, 40 years earlier, okay, with the medical industry. It's starting to be utilized more in warfare, okay? So who are the individuals? And the biggest name that everybody knows that we refer to are the Rockefellers, you know, the Rockefeller medicine men. But there are many others throughout Europe that were heavily invested in this industry. So they wanted to push the idea of, you know, there's a explanation for this mass death through these pathogenic agents. Okay, because that's going to give our business model a raison d'etre. They also wanted to cover up the fact that the chemical industry that they were promoting was responsible for killing all of these people. Not exclusively, but it was largely an industry that was being utilized for industrial slaughter. So if you don't want that, when the dust settles and the war is over for the moment, you don't want your industry to be looked at as an evil industry that was in large part responsible for killing all of these young men. Okay, so you need a cover story. And your cover story is the Spanish flu. Now, there's a lot more to this story that's in just this article. The amount of research that went into this was really extraordinary. And so as you're going through this, you can't include it all. You have to condense it into a